Let's Talk. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. I am looking at Acts chapter 10, and I want to share that with you this morning, just thinking about the Gentiles and how God worked so that we could be part of the gospel. And also, it's really kind of neat, if you don't have your Bible, at Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of one of known Italian cohort. And so this little research about him being a centurion meant he was a Roman officer, probably had about 100 guards that were at his disposal, or that he was responsible for, or he was a leader of. He's probably one of the first of the Gentiles to, after Pentecost, to be part of the gospel. And so that's kind of neat, just a little side note there. It's interesting to me, the wording about this man, a devout man who feared God with all of his household, gave alms generously to people and prayed continually to God. And about the ninth hour of the day, he saw a clear vision of an angel come in and say to him, Cornelius. And he stared at him in terror and said, "Who is it, Lord?" And so there's a lot of things that, you know, I missed the word devout or devout man. The word devout is found here in chapter 10, verse 2, and found again in the same chapter 10 and verse 7. And so far, I have not been able to find it anywhere else in the scriptures or throughout the throughout my Bible. It might appear other places, but it's interesting as you think about a centurion Roman officer, and our Bible, through the power of the Holy Spirit, identifies this person as a devout man who feared God with all his household. So there's this concept of reverence, concept of awe, as you read the word fear. A couple different commentaries. One say that this guy's a believer. Another one say that no, he was disinvolved in Judaism and he was a devout follower of Judaism. But one of the things I think is interesting, gave alms generously to people. So the text tells us that he was a generous person. And so, again, I'm not saying that because he's generous, he's actually a Christ follower. I can't tell you 100%. I don't know. It's just interesting. He's a generous person. He prayed continually to God. So how often do you find leaders that are placed in charge of a, you know, significant group of people, and they're speaking to someone else or crying out to someone else for help? So I think that's kind of interesting. He was, you know, a person that prayed continually to God. And then the phrasing, "What is it, Lord?" And so, you know, all of that, you know, and I guess commentary can say one thing, another commentary can say another thing. What we are going to find out is that he's going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And so if he's not a believer at the beginning of chapter 10, we know for sure at the end of chapter 10, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and they're going to be encouraged to go be involved in baptism. My personal tendency is to think that this man realized that the Romans didn't have anything to offer. And so maybe he got a glimpse or heard about this Jesus. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to follow that guy. I want what he has, and that is demonstrated in his generosity to our people, and it's demonstrated that he continued to pray, and it's demonstrated, what is it, Lord? And so, again, I'm not going to take a bullet for that, but I really think it's interesting. And so now a Gentile, the gospel is going to be opened up to us, and there was this guy that was crying out to our God, to our Jesus, to our King, to our Savior, saying, "Hey, listen, I want to be part of this." I don't even know what he was praying, but what do we see? It says that he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God." God heard this guy's cry. And so now a Gentile are going to be allowed in, and you and I are going to be allowed in. And what a cool thing. I just think for me today, how would I want people to remember me? So as I think about the centurion, devout, feared God, gave to people, prayed continually. may I be remembered that way as an individual that was devoted to my Bible, devoted to the scriptures, that I was an individual that was in awe of my God, of the one I said that I loved. It wasn't just something that I could talk about, you could talk about. It'll be people could see how the gospel impacted our lives, and it showed as we generate, and we gave to people, and then we continued to ask God for help and power and strength as we served. And so as you enter into your Friday, Acts chapter 10 is where the gospel is allowed to go to Gentiles, and it's neat to see how God used this centurion to bring that to us. So thank you for joining us for Let's Talk, and I will close in prayer, and you have a great day. Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather around your word in Acts chapter 10. Thank you for Cornelius and his being devoted to you, and may that be true of us, that our hearts would be in awe of you. May that be true of us as it was for him. May people be impacted by our lives as we bless them. And Father, may you hear our prayers, and we're continue reaching out to you for help and strength and hope. I know you hear me, you hear us. And so thank you for letting the gospel be passed on to the Gentiles. My life will never be the same because of that. Thank you, Jesus. Your name I pray. Amen.